You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the king Scott Angle, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, fun hour of radio and television to get to because we are going to try to give away two tickets to the big game in Minnesota that comes your way in just about 20 minutes from now. Light up those phone lines. It is going to be a fun morning. Scott Angle, good morning, sir.
Yes, fun morning. Get ready to dial 844-843-6879. You want to be at that big game. It's like a dream of every NFL fan. To go see those final two teams show down. And what great better place to do it in Minnesota? It's a great city, the Mall of America, great restaurants, really nice people. It's more than just a big game. It's a real experience.
And remember, people, if you're not first, you're last.
If you're not first, that's a hell of a point. Corey Parson, you are the fantasy executive. Good morning, sir. Oh, boy. That's
that didn't count. That didn't count.
I
didn't
say on TV. We all heard it.
And you know why I turned the microphone off, right?
I did.
Cause so I can tell you that.
Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah, better be safe than sorry. But yeah. So looking forward to the big game challenge coming up. You know, I wish I could play. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely here to whoever.
You want to see Dallas in the big game.
I want to see Dallas in the big game. But whoever calls in and gets the opportunity or opportunities to vie for these tickets to the big game, I'm here rooting you on. I wish I could tell you the answers, but I can't.
Absolutely. It's going to be very, very fun. I'm excited. Something that I'm not excited to talk about, but I think it's important that we bring it up. It's the death of Roy Halladay yesterday. Shocking, saddening, brutal. I mean, I was up here doing some TV stuff. And somebody came out from downstairs that was producing some radio, and they were just like, did you hear that Roy Halladay died? I'm like, what?
40 years old. I mean,
oh, my God. I mean, I have to ask, you know, like mortality, you think you just think of mortality. It's just like, this is a dude that's just 40 years old. I mean, it's around some of your ages, and just.
I spoke to his horrible. Former teammate, Nelson Figueroa, yesterday, who played with the Phillies in 2010. He said, I played in 2010 with the Phillies. There was not more complete pitcher I came across in terms of intangibles and ability. He prepared himself for every game like he was a heavyweight fighter. He was a machine at work. He was old school. He was always going for the complete game. If not, the closer was going to be the only other guy he used. He was always locked in. A good father, a good husband, and one of the best people to be around, and he learned so much from me. Always had a deep notebook where he kept a scouting report of every single hitter.
Amazing. And everybody you heard from yesterday, it was all about how special Roy Halladay was as a pitcher, as a player, as a person, as a family man.
His war numbers from like 2003 to 2010, and you do somebody did Kershaw from 2009 to 17.
Right?
It was like 56 to 55.
Amazing.
That's how good he was.
That's how good he was.
Scott, he was a fantasy football player, right?
I cannot confirm that.
No. Oh, okay. No. I know you used to be in the clubhouse, you know what I'm saying? That's why
I never got a chance to talk to Roy, no.
Okay.
You know, Roy Halladay became the second player in Major League history to pitch a no-hitter in the playoffs, pitch a perfect game as well. Brilliant, brilliantly good pitcher. We'll come back, we'll talk some of the headlines from yesterday around the NFL, and then we go to you to try to give you tickets to the big game. Light them up now. Line it up at 844-843-6879. We'll be back right after this.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
little mess.
Back with you, Roto Experts. We are pumped up and ready to rock. Trivia coming your way just about 15 minutes away or so. Guys, I wanted to get into some guys that we could stream here this week, particularly at the quarterback position. We talked about quarterbacks before, in particularly Josh McCown versus Ryan Fitzpatrick. That was the conversation we had. You said Josh McCown, Matt. Scott, you said Josh McCown. Where did you stand, Corey? Josh McCown or Ryan Fitzpatrick this week?
I'm going to go with Josh McCown. The matchup is good, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is right there. I just got a thing for Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know what I'm saying?
It's a revenge game.
It's a big time revenge game.
Monster revenge game.
It's a big revenge game.
Yeah, but like Corey said, he could have revenge games about sixth half of the league.
Yes, but it's a little different because the last 2 years they didn't want to give him money last year to be the starter. There is animosity here.
Yeah, and I've talked to former NFL players, and they said, well, they might not say it publicly. There is something realistic to the revenge game, but to me, McCown's proven more recently, and Fitzpatrick doesn't have Mike Evans, so I'm going to go with McCown.
I kind of have a thing for Fitz this week too, man. I just think against the Jets, he's going to throw the ball 50 times.
He's going to,
and he's going to want to just.
He's going to
want to
light it up. He's going to want to light it up.
Like if I was playing DFS this week, I would start Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I love Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'm not kidding, but.
Matt, as a Buffalo fan, is like, I don't know what y'all talking about.
I was praying. I'm like, don't give this guy a long-term deal. He's a backup quarterback.
He's a good backup quarterback, though. He's a very smart man. Josh McCown, on the other hand, has been very good over the last couple of weeks. I feel like whenever anyone's had a bye, they pick up Josh McCown, you start him, you send him back to the waiver wire, and another team goes through the motion. If you lost Jameis Winston, there's no harm whatsoever, in my opinion, in picking up and starting a Josh McCown or a Ryan Fitzpatrick, for that matter.
No, I don't think there is. You still got a few buys this week, et cetera. You know, McCown, my rest of the season ranks on rotoexperts.com right now. He's my 12th ranked quarterback. He's
nice.
Back-end QB1.
And that's what he is right now. He's a back-end QB1. He's getting the job done, Josh McCown. So, if obviously, he's not optimal. He's not a guy that you roll out there every week. But listen, he... By the numbers, he is a guy that should be started in a 12-team league every week.
Yeah, by the numbers, yes.
He's got the backs to throw to, but he's got Robbie Anderson who's emerged. You got Jermaine Kearse, and you got to think ASJ is going to have a big week this week.
Yeah, you know, the receivers are doing it for him. And but the danger with these guys like it, we've seen McCown play well with the Bears a few years ago, but then he kind of fell off. And with Fitzpatrick, good 2015, bad 2016. These guys were over the course of a season or from season to season are very, very streaky. And all of a sudden, the bottom can drop out. So I can't say that you can depend on McCown the rest of the way or that Fitzpatrick had a good job in relief, and I'm confident going with him.
There's other quarterbacks that are out there as well that I think we need to mention because maybe you can't get Josh McCown. Maybe you don't want Ryan Fitzpatrick. So there's only a couple other options. Not that many, but a couple. Andy Dalton comes to mind too. Yeah. Facing Tennessee, we liked Andy Dalton coming in. Last week, tough spot against Jacksonville. We know he's a little afraid because of how often that he gets hit. But with Andy Dalton, Tennessee, AJ Green back, feeling good again. You like Andy Dalton this week, Corey?
Yeah, I like Andy Dalton. It's always trust a tough... The man with flames coming out of his head. It's very difficult when you're putting him in your lineup. You got to cross your fingers every time, but the matchup dictates to him being a starter this week in a 12-team league.
I mean, and what about Ben Roethlisberger at the Colts? I mean, the Colts just give up so much of these 20-plus yard passing plays. I know it's been on the road and all that, but I kind of like him as well.
No, I think Ben Roethlisberger is an intriguing option also. As a matter of fact, your boy Chris Vaccaro is trying to get him off me in a trade in the GST league, in a GST auction. I mean, mainly just to play him this week, and I'm not buying some of the options that he's sending my way. This isn't Tariq Cohen. I told him to come up off a dark wall because I can start dark wall against the Niners this week. He said I'm gonna start him against the Niners this week.
That's actually funny. Make sure you consider Andy Dalton as a possible quarterback selection as well. Other than that, last week's favorite, Scott, I asked you, I begged you, start Jacoby Brissett, finishes a top 10 quarterback.
Yes, good call.
Can you do it again this week?
Pittsburgh's defense very tough. I don't think I could do it.
Matt?
Yeah, I'm not. Look, I picked him up in the league last week. I started him. But, you know, this is not the matchup I want him going up against.
They got a nice crew on defense out there, and Brissett, I don't think, is ready for that action.
I agree with you. I can't do the Brissett thing. And then I have to bring it up, so I will. Would you start Eli Manning this week?
I would try my best not to.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's something worth considering if you have a guy in a bye or a team in a deep league that's struggling. You know, just looking at the matchup, you know, it's something you can consider. He could be good for two touchdown passes.
I agree, Sky. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if this might be one of the last opportunities to start Eli, I just really hopefully have a better.
You know
option.
What, though?
Oh, it might be your last opportunity to start Eli in his whole career.
You know what?
You have so much glee.
The consideration is, though, Eli has a really good matchup. Let's not forget on the other side that the 49ers haven't won a game. They're hungry, very hungry for a win. The 49ers could be the team that has the very good matchup here, and you know, maybe the Giants don't play so well.
Okay, so even if that's the case, Scott,
it's something
right?
to consider.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
Yeah.
But what can we do with it? Right? Like, I can't start CJ Beathard ever.
No,
I
what
that's
not what I'm saying.
Well, you're talking about the good matchup.
I'm just saying,
what can we do with
if
that?
If the Niners play well, you know, there's a risk that Eli might not have a good game.
Well, all these guys, I think, are a risk. Like, they're out there in free agents for a reason, because they're all risky. I'm bringing up points of theoretically, it's a good matchup. San Francisco is one of the worst defenses in the NFL, particularly their rush defense. So I think Eli Manning is an option. I have him behind all the other options I've named. Maybe not behind Jacoby Brissett because of the Pittsburgh game. But I think Eli has to be considered as an option when it comes to San Francisco.
Yeah, my fear is the Giants are just going to be very run-heavy. They're going to see that as a possible winning formula, considering that you can just run all over this team.
Yeah.
So that's where I would be worried about it. And Eli just hasn't looked good. And not even this year. Even going back to last year. I mean, anytime you take Odell Beckham out of that team, that offense is just nothing.
There's a lot more problems than just Odell Beckham. I mean, like, listen, I understand when you take out a player of Odell's caliber out of that team, it changes that much. It shouldn't. Never mind. I'm not going to go on a Giants rant today. Guys, it's not...
Well, why not? I would like to hear it.
You know what? The people don't want to hear. They want to find out what defenses they can stream as well. We talked about the quarterbacks to stream. What about the defenses? And you mentioned one earlier in the show, Corey, which you believe may be the number one defense this week to stream. That's Chicago, I believe, at home against Green Bay.
Yeah, nah. Chicago Bears defense is excellent at home. They create a ton of turnovers. They get after the quarterback. They play very good at home, not to mention the fact you got the kid Hundley coming into a spot. See, Lincoln, what people don't understand is, right, when you got a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers and you beat up on teams for years and years and years and years, and then you come in there without that piece, they're going to try to put their foot in your ass. You better believe that, and I guarantee the Chicago Bears are coming just for that this week.
And I really like New England after Chicago. You know, obviously, the matchup there. New England's defense has been playing much better over the last few games.
Yeah, you know what? I think the Patriots win that game, but I think the Broncos do put up some points.
Okay.
I do think there'll be points in that one. I get where Scott's going with it. I don't think that's... But I just have a feeling it's Osweiler's second game, too. He's, you know, you do have two talented wide receivers there. For me, look, if the Lions are still out there, they're home versus the Browns. You got to be liking that.
Yeah,
so
that's another one. With New England, you look for sacks, you look for turnovers. So maybe, you know, Osweiler's second game could be two touchdowns and three or four interceptions. I don't buy that he can get that much better in the second game. I think, you know, he's close to the worst quarterback in the league. Even if they score some points, I think there's going to be sacks and turnovers to be had.
Listen, those are some of the defenses, New England, Chicago that you mentioned. The Rams, if they're out there against Houston, I'll always buy against Tom Savage. I like the Rams this week. Pittsburgh has a very good defense facing Indianapolis, Jacoby Brissett.
Oh,
yeah. We talked about that, no doubt. New Orleans could still be out there. Detroit could still be out there. You've had those. Now, here are two more that...
What about Dallas?
What about Dallas?
I think this is the Rams, the Falcons season on the line.
I think that's going to be a shootout.
And this is Dallas is going on the road. Like, if that Dallas-Kansas City game was played in Arrowhead, I think that was a different outcome.
They couldn't move the football, though. Obviously,
home and road, the teams play much different home versus on the road. We see that week in and week out. And
I just think it's a different unit with the way they're getting after the quarterback. You know, with DeMarcus Lawrence and David Urban, the way Sean Lee is all over the place, Orlando Scandrick playing very good. I don't know.
You could still burn that secondary,
and
though.
It went who?
Look what Tyreek Hill did last
week. Tyreek Hill caught a 5-yard pass and ran 70 yards.
Right, and that's not good to look on the secondary.
When we come back, line up the phone lines, light them up at 844-843-6879. We're trying to give you tickets to the big game. Stick around, Roto Experts. Play next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Here we go. That's a three spot. That's a double.
No. I was touching the wrong one.
They're calling the pen.
Yeah, they like, let's get Blewett out here.
Excited to see Mike Blewett. I'm excited to see him potentially later this week.
Yeah,
that always.
Potentially so, absolutely. Corey Parsons, Scott Ang, I'm Matt Modica. They are here with myself, Greg Sussman, to play with you on the Big Game Trivia Challenge, sponsored by DKMS. Remember, go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and learn more about how to become a bone marrow donor. All the information is listed on the site. You're trying to save a life, you swab your cheeks, they'll contact you if you are a match, and ultimately, you can save lives, and that is what this is all about. This is the Roto Experts Big Game Trivia Challenge, sponsored by DKMS, because you go to the site, you read the information, and then you can win a trip to the Super Bowl by two ways. One, you head on over to the rotoexperts.com/DKMS, you click the link at the bottom of the page, you participate in a DFS challenge each and every week through week 16, you win any of those free rolls entirely free to play, you qualify for week 17, you win week 17, you win two tickets to the big game, or you can win right now. Each and every day here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, we try to give away two tickets to the big game. All you got to do is answer four questions in a row correctly whenever we play. And you do that, you win. Today, right now, we're playing on the Roto Experts. So Don Burns, hit the music.
Hit the music,
and
DB.
And let's bring in Justin in Pittsburgh to try to send him to the game
Pittsburgh.
In Minnesota. What's going on, Justin?
The Sixburg Steelers.
What's going on, guys?
How you feeling, man?
Good. I'm feeling real good. Pretty nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Don't be nervous, man. You got nothing to lose, really. You got nothing to lose.
No doubt.
He wants to go to Minnesota to see his Steelers playing the big game.
Good luck with that.
It's possible.
Got a good shot.
If they don't have to see the Patriots, they might be able to get there, but the Patriots have their number.
Maybe not this time. Steelers got a better defense.
Justin, are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
You see his nerves. He's breathing like Scott Angle.
Lord Vader.
That was very nice of you. For all the classes acts you haven't pulled, that made up for all of them.
Here we go.
Megan, go ahead.
Whose record did John Ross beat when he ran a 4.22 40-yard dash in the NFL Combine? Whose record did he beat? Yeah, 10 seconds, my friend.
I have no idea.
You want to throw out a guess? You got 5 seconds, my friend.
Reggie Bush.
It was not Reggie Bush. I'm sorry, man.
Nice try, Sixberg.
Give it a shot. Justin, this, give it a shot.
This was the one right here that's pretty easy.
That was gettable.
Yeah, that's very it's easy. I knew that without seeing the answer.
That was gettable. All right.
I'm shaming him on the air.
Let's do it again. Up next, we got Cliff in Boston.
Cliff, what up?
How are you?
What's going on? What's going on, guys?
Chilling, Cliff.
How you feeling? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm always tuning in, so I'm feeling good today.
Cliff, are you a Patriots fan, or do you one of those people in Boston root for another team?
Surprisingly, I'm actually a huge Eagles fan.
Oh, my God.
So he really wants to win this, yeah.
For what? The Eagles don't go to the Super Bowl.
I need that 0-4 rematch, man. I need that. I need it.
Here we go. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Who has the most pass attempts in a regular season game? I'm looking for the person that has thrown the most passes in a single regular season game.
Most pass attempts.
10 seconds on the clock, sir.
All right.
Got a right to four of them.
Let me go with Kurt Warner.
It is not Kurt Warner. It's a good guess, but it's not Kurt Warner, unfortunately. Yeah. Cliff, try again. Tomorrow you can call back. I believe we're doing another Fantasy Football Frenzy tomorrow, Corey.
Fantasy Football Frenzy on Friday. Hour number one of the Fantasy Football Frenzy. You get another shot at it.
So there you go.
That question right there was a little tougher.
I'm very excited, by the way, for our next participant in the big game, DKMS. The big game trivia challenge sponsored by DKMS. It's our good friend, Kenny in Philly. Kenny!
Let's do this, Kenny.
He wants a Saints question.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
We're doing
what's
well, up, man. Kenny? How you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm open-minded. Let's go.
The window's rolled up. That's good.
Thanks, Dave.
I love you too, Dave.
All right. Here we go, Kenny. Who holds the record for the most completions in a season?
Most completions in the season. I'm going to take a guess and go Peyton Manning.
It is not Peyton Manning.
That's a good guess, though. He's thinking about like 2013. Yeah.
It was not Peyton Manning, unfortunately. Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, of course, holds a ton of records. That's why it's a good guess. Yeah. But ultimately, that was not correct.
Should we give him a Papa John's pizza just for his guess?
Tastes like cardboard.
I don't think Papa John's has anything to do with us right now.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, that's not correct. You can still participate in the big game trivia challenge sponsored by DKMS. We are playing throughout the rest of the morning here on the Roto Experts at 844-843-6879. That's 844-84-FNTSY. We are trying to give you two tickets to go to the big game. Our phone lines are open, so make sure you get involved right now as we try to give you tickets. All, of course, brought to you by our good friends at DKMS. Well, pause for a second here, as I wanted to go back to one of the bigger stories of the morning, and that's the fact that Mike Evans officially out this weekend against the Jets. His appeal was heard by James Thrash, and he is out this week. Do we think, Matt, that DeSean Jackson steps up?
Yeah, no, you got to play Jackson. You got to hope, you know, the deep ball. They're going to take some shots with Fitzmagic. He's not afraid, as Corey says. He's kind of colorblind, so he's going to throw it up there. But it's a major blow for the Bucs offense.
Yeah, it's a big blow. And it's interesting, we talked a lot about this yesterday, and the fact that A.J. Green wasn't suspended, Jalen Ramsey wasn't suspended, Carlos Hyde wasn't suspended, but Mike Evans gets a suspension. The more I thought about it, Scott, the more I think that you're right, in that ultimately, these guys all got thrown out of the game. Mike Evans didn't, and he played the entire second half, and this is basically saying, you know what? Fortunately, now you got to sit.
Yeah, and Adam Humphries should step up and play a role here. You know, already that's what the Tampa Bay Times is speculating.
Do you think he's a deep league sleeper then? I asked you this yesterday when it comes to Adam Humphries.
I think he is. You know, that's a guy that they rely on in the slot. They feel they can trust him. I'm sure Fitzpatrick is knows that from working and sitting and talking with Winston. He's probably told him he can be a good go-to guy. Chris Godwin may have more talent, but Humphries is more established.
Yeah, you know, I think Adam Humphries in the slot, Corey, he could be someone against the Jets that is something.
Yeah, you can probably take a gamble on Hump this week. I think a better shot would be, I don't think Dez Bryant goes this weekend. I think a better shot would be to take a shot on Cole Beasley if he's on your waiver wire. Too much sauce.
I think so, too. I think I completely agree. I kind of speculated on this yesterday that Dez Bryant may not wind up playing here this week. Given the knee injury, an ankle injury, we know his history. And as a Cowboys fan, I don't even know if you want him to fight through this right now. Like, let him
take your time. This is just the Falcons. Be all right.
Just the Falcons. You'll be all right.
I think the Cowboys are going to lose on Sunday.
Ooh.
I think Matt think the Cowboys are going to lose every week.
You talk like the Cowboys have Philadelphia's record, though.
Dallas lost to Denver early in the season when he was running the football well. Dallas lost to Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers by a field goal.
I'm just saying, though, they're not 8-1.
They're not.
They're not looking as good as Philly.
They're 6-3, or 5-3.
That's good.
844-843-6879. Don Burns, who we got next, my friend?
Let's go, Paul.
Paul from Pennsylvania. Boy. You are on the Roto Experts, and we're trying to give you tickets to the big game. What's up, Paul?
Paul is speechless.
Hey, this is Matt from Pennsylvania.
It's Matt, from Pennsylvania. That's
right.
Fine.
It's your middle name, Paul.
Yeah. Don Burns got the purple drink down there.
All right. Matt from Pennsylvania, how are you feeling, sir?
I'm ready. I'm ready to win some tickets to see the Eagles.
Oh,
there you go. Paul. Another confident Eagles fan.
Well, Paul's not going to be the winner.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. What Jets quarterback has the record for the most touchdowns in a single season?
Vinny
Testaverde. I'm sorry, Matt.
Nah, Matt.
That is not correct.
One and done, just like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Just like that. We want to get tickets away. We want somebody to get the question number two here. Like, come on.
You want me to go downstairs and call?
No. We played last week at the BFFs. We had a couple people that got to at least the second question. I'm trying to get the third. I'm trying to give it. Tickets away.
I know the answer to that one that you asked just now, and I know the answer to the first one you asked.
These have not been too tough today.
No, they haven't.
I'm trying to get people to progress. So 844-843-6879.
That last one is... Just think.
To be honest with you, every question I've asked today, there's been a theme, and just think.
Yep.
That is my hint to you guys. Just think. I'm trying. Yeah.
People get all caught up and say, well, maybe the obvious answer isn't the one, et cetera.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, it becomes too tough. It happens when we play as Mike Lyon.
100%. Yeah. You think it and you overthink it, and you're like, oh, they're trying to outsmart me. I don't want to do the obvious answer. Listen, we got about 25 minutes left on our show. We want to give you tickets.
The
Roto Experts want to be the ones that send you to the big game in Minnesota. So give us a call, 844-843-6879. We'll continue playing the big game. It should be a challenge when we come back next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
I will say this. We sat around the table and we went over the questions that people missed just now. And Corey Parson, you agree with me. They were all very gettable.
Yes, these were very gettable questions today.
They were not.
People overthinking. That's what it is. They're overthinking. Yep. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll
surprise the Kenny.
I'm surprised at Kenny, too. That's a bad job, Kenny.
I think Kenny opened the window and he's screaming at it.
All right. Let's continue.
We got somebody else?
We're going to keep playing. We're going to keep playing the rest of the show, my man.
Let's do it.
844-843-6879. Mel in Massachusetts.
Mel, what up?
What's up? What's going on this morning?
Chilling, Mel.
How you doing, Mel?
All right.
Mel, you a hometown Patriots fan?
Absolutely not. Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears. Right, there you go. Bears. The monsters of the Midway.
So if you win this, you won't be seeing your home team.
No, he
in
won't.
It, but...
Oh. Too early. Too early.
All righty. Here we go. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm trying to find a fun one for him. Okay. Here we go. In 2016, in PPR leagues, a pair of teammates finished in the top 13 scoring running backs. Can you name those two teammates?
Ooh. Pair of teammates in PPR format.
2016 finished the top 13 scoring RBs. You got 10 seconds, sir. Corey Parsons counting you down. You now got five.
You got three.
Oh, boy.
Need an answer, sir.
Need an answer, Mel.
Bilal Powell, Forte.
I'm sorry, Mel.
Nah.
I'm sorry, Mel. That's not going to do it.
You were right, Don Burns. Don Burns gave the correct answer.
Don Burns gave the correct answer there. Which we're trying here.
Don's not eligible, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, neither will the Dolphins be.
Don Burns is not happy right now with that response from Scott Angle. But that's okay. Don Burns is taking your calls downstairs at 844-843-6879. We're going to stay in the Massachusetts area, and we're going to talk to Angela. What's up, Angela? Angelo, you wanna go to the game?
Hello, Angelo.
What is going on over there?
Let's do it, Angelo.
How are you, sir?
How we doing?
Feeling good, man. I'm feeling
are
good.
Are you another one of those guys who doesn't root for your hometown team?
Like Scott?
Yep.
I don't know about that now.
Or Corey who switches his during basketball season? The Cowboys?
He's got issues.
Yeah, he's a lot of them. We're trying to work through them. Who's your team?
My team? Oh, I'm not going to lie. I'm a Pats fan. You know that.
Nice.
All right, you're a Pats fan.
All right, maybe you'll see your team if you win.
You're a Pats fan. All right, here we go. You're a Pats fan. So, my question to you is this. Who is the Baltimore Ravens... Pat's, you know, Pat's rival.
They're there.
Who is the Baltimore Ravens career leader in all-purpose yardage? That means in yards in general, who is the Baltimore Ravens career leader?
Career leader.
Yep. Matt Modica shaking his head. I think he knows it.
Yeah, I'm seeing highlights in my head.
Seeing highlights in his head, just the king.
I would have to say... I don't know much about Baltimore, but I think I'm gonna say it's gonna be Ray Rice.
Ray Rice is not correct. Not a bad guess though. Not a bad guess when it comes to Ray Rice.
I don't know the answer to this one.
But unfortunately, Angela's not correct. Massachusetts is lighting off our phone lines right now. All the Patriot fans want to go to the big game.
All the Eagle fans who live in Massachusetts.
Is that correct?
It's correct. Yes.
Yep.
All of our questions have been verified.
Really?
Yeah. Steven in Massachusetts, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Steven?
I'd give it a try.
Come on, Steve,
maybe
do
I
it.
Maybe see Tom Brady.
You got to see Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady is a quarterback. So, my question to you is, can you name the quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round of the 2012 NFL Draft?
The corners that were drafted in 2012.
Can you name the four quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round in 2012?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin III.
Yep.
Russell Wilson.
I'm sorry. Russell Wilson was not a first round pick.
That's tough that he's got to get four, though.
Hey, man. That's
trying to send him to the big game.
The big game.
You got
to
earn it.
One of these dudes would shock you.
Oh man, Steven was halfway home right there.
Yeah, Luck and RG was a pretty gettable ones.
The next two weren't as easy.
The next two weren't as easy. One of them you would
be the level of difficulty rises.
Yes, one of them would have been shocked if you think this guy was faster in the first round.
But there you go, Steven Amass. Again.
Steven's our boy too. It'd have been cool. To
I was rooting for Steven.
I was rooting for Steven too, man. I was hoping that he.
He's always very, you know, energized.
He wants it. Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. 844-843-6879. We're not done yet, man. You want to give us a call? We are still playing through the rest of the show. I know I've only been allotted. I'm gonna go against protocol here. We've only been allotted to play the last two segments. I'm gonna open up for the rest of the show. If we want to play through the end of the show, we can do that. So light up those phone lines at 844-843-6879. We'll continue playing as your telephone calls come in. We'll make sure we get you on the line and give you a chance and a shot to go to the Super Bowl.
I do like that audible you called.
I think it was fair.
Yeah.
I think it's fair. Well, we want to give people an opportunity to play. So we'll continue to do that as we move along. Now, the most expensive guy that went on my waiver wire, that off my waiver wire this week, was Danny Woodhead. Now, Woodhead is practicing, which is great.
And Matt is in your league.
Danny Woodhead is practicing, but he's not positive he'll be ready to go when he comes back. Is Danny Woodhead worth the stash, Scotty?
I wouldn't spend too much for him because, look, you'll start him if he's there, but I just can't trust him. The guy's so super brittle. It's like I feel like the only running back more brittle than him is CJ Prosize.
Now, Danny Woodhead got his start with the New York Jets, and it's only fitting that we talk to somebody from New York as they try to go to the big game. Let's hit the music, Don Burns. Let's do it again. Rob in New York, you're up next.
Let's go, Rob.
Big game
made us proud.
Challenge.
What's
again,
up, Rob?
Sponsored by our friends at DKMS.
Represent.
Are you a Jets or a Giants fan,
yo,
Rob?
Yo, what's going on?
Rob, let's get it.
You a Giants or Jets fan, sir?
Let's go, I'm a Giants fan.
Ah! You are a Giants
fan. Big Blue all day.
Yeah, Big Blue all day. Really, Rob? Big Blue all day with that 1-8 record?
Rob's a Giants fan. So
Eli Manning all day.
Rob's
yeah,
a Giants
Eli
fan.
Eli Manning all day. Eli Manning all day, my butt.
So I'm going to hook him up with an easy question because I want him to go. I want him to advance. What was the New York Jets' original team name when they were founded in 1959?
Hmm. You had to give me a Jets question, right?
It's a New York question in these. I couldn't have given you a question about anything. I stuck in New York.
Go to Modell's and probably see what it was.
You got 5 seconds, man.
What do we got?
Need an answer.
I don't know it. I'm going to say a Jets.
I thought it was a trick question.
Yeah.
It was not.
It's not a trick question.
They were the Jets before they were the Jets.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Remember when they wear them ugly blue and gold uniforms, that team.
There you go. That's a little hint for Corey next time we ask the question. And some of these questions you'll get asked again, so make sure you keep listening every day. Right? Write down these notes. Corey, is that gettable? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that was fair. You know what I'm saying? I think that was fair. But a New York Giant fan would easily be eliminated. You know that already.
JP in Illinois.
JP,
you're up next.
JP, what up, baby? Let's go,
challenge.
JP.
What's up, fellas?
Chilling.
Long-time listener.
Awesome.
Thank you, JP.
How you feeling, JP?
I'm feeling better than I got on the air here. But I'm 3-5. I'm struggling in my league. But listen, you guys, I'm going to scrape it out. Try to make playoffs.
Let's go.
Make a push.
What team are you a fan of?
What's that, bud?
What team are you a fan of?
I'm the Bears.
Let's go. The Bears.
All right. Here we go. Who holds the record for the most receiving yards in a single NFL season?
For all Bears, or we're talking just all time?
The NFL.
The NFL, not just the Bears.
Most receiving yards all time.
In a single season.
In a single season, I got Jerry Rice.
It is not Jerry Rice. It's a good guess because Jerry Rice holds every other record. But
yep.
It was not Jerry Rice, unfortunately.
Historical season, not too long ago.
There you go. Another hint from a fantasy executive. If you're on the line now, we're gonna pause. We have one more break to get to. We're going to get back to you. We're going to open up the phone lines. As I said, call in an audible. We're going to have about 5 minutes left in the show. I want to send somebody to the big game, so we're going to try to do it after the break. We're doing everything we can to send you to the big game. Remember, if you do not win today, if you don't get through to our phone lines today, Corey Parson, Matt Modica, Jake Seeley, the guys of the Fantasy Frenzy will do it again tomorrow.
No, we're on Friday. Fantasy Football Frenzy on Friday on Target Fantasy tomorrow is the schedule to go if you want to try to go to the big gizame.
Yeah, and if you're from Minnesota, call in. It's an easy commute to the game.
Yeah, there
that's
you
a,
go.
That's,
yeah.
a, that's, a, that's yeah. a good point, too. So there you go. So I want to correct myself and get it right. So today, it's Austin, the Roto Experts. Tomorrow, our friends on Target will have the Big Game Trivia Challenge. And then Friday, CP, Matt Modica, and Jake Seeley will try to send you to the big game on the Fantasy Football Frenzy on Friday. But that's only if you don't win with us today, right now. Just a couple more minutes left. Just a couple more chances to get through. So do it. 844-843-6879. The Big Game Trivia Challenge continues as the Roto Experts wraps up right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
That's the number to join in the Big Game Trivia Challenge. We have just a couple minutes left. Up next, Fantasy Football Frenzy with my man, Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, Matt Modica, he's Wall Street, and our friend who joins us now on the program, the All-In Kid, Jake Seeley. What's up, Jake?
What's up, Greg? How's it going?
I'm doing very well, man. We're trying to give people tickets to the big game right now. We wanted to bring you in for it and try to find out a way to...
Anybody get to level 3 yet?
No one's been on level 2 today. No. And I'm asking easy questions, wow. Jake.
If you do win, though, and you know you want to take Jake, don't let him drive. Look at his story on rotoexperts.com this morning. I couldn't believe it. Jake went road rage.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. All right, Don Burns, let's hit the music. Let's continue the game. I don't want to talk to my friend TJ in Texas. What's up, TJ?
What is going on, fellas?
All right, TJ.
How are you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I feel like $1 million.
There you go, TJ. What's your team, TJ? It.
Oh, Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys, TJ? How about them Cowboys?
How about them?
He might make it to the second round, but he ain't going any further than that.
Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, here's your question. Are you ready?
Let's go, TJ.
I'm ready.
Much like the Cowboys in 2017... Name the four teams that have never been to a Super Bowl. There are four teams that have never been to a Super Bowl, TJ. Can you name those four teams?
Okay. Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's one.
The Oakland Raiders.
That is incorrect.
The Raiders is like one of the most prominent franchises in NFL history.
he's just thinking over the last 20 years, but that wasn't part of the question.
They've been in the Super Bowl the last 20 years.
No, it was 2004, so the last 15 years or so. You know.
There you go. So they've been there as a TJ.
2002, actually.
Man, this is gettable. That was hard.
That was easy.
Damn. All right. We got one more on the show. One more chance to go to the big game, or at least get to level 2. Tony in our favorite state of Massachusetts. Tony, what's up?
Bring it.
Well, Tony's saying bring it. Let's
Tony's
go, Tony.
Wicked smart. Let's go, Tony.
Tony's feeling it.
Another Patriots fan, Tony.
Tony, you can't be breaking up, Tony.
Do we have
to go to
the
big
game. Tony?
You know it.
All right, there we go. There we go, Tony. Here we go. In 2016... Who led the Buffalo Bills in receptions?
me succeed. Hold on.
Oh, I'm not going to hold
Buffalo
on.
Bills?
You got 10 seconds.
You got 10 seconds to answer, man. I'm not holding on.
I got you.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
We need an answer right now.
Not how to answer, Tony.
I don't even know who's in that team, for
crying out.
Tony,
right,
I'm sorry,
there, Tony,
man.
Sorry.
We gave you the
play
time.
Play the Patriots twice a year.
Play the Patriots twice a year. You can't call in, not even get an answer in. Name anybody. Anybody.
Yeah, I mean, Cassius was the only
Tyrod Taylor. Just throw out a name.
Yeah, right? Like,
yeah, he could have thrown it to himself.
You could, sure. Just give me somebody. You could name somebody that's not even on the Bills.
He could have said Cassius Clay.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
But he didn't. Instead,
very talented,
he said
athlete.
Nothing. And that's not how you win the Big Game Championship Challenge. The next opportunity to play is with you, Jake, tomorrow.
It is. Hopefully, I go a little bit tougher on my guys because I think they should know the answers, but we haven't got out of round two yet.
Well, a little tougher. Yeah. I mean, we can get around. I played for 40 minutes today.
The
no one got out of round one.
The answers are not readily available, though. You can't check the link for them.
That's a good point. Yeah. Hey,
that is true.
As we said, the next time we play is On Target with Jake Seeley, Joe Pisapia, and Chris Meany. That's tomorrow. So make sure you check out On Target tomorrow, and make sure you check out the Fantasy Football Frenzy next with Jake, with Corey, and with Matt. Four. All three of those guys and the king, Scott Engel. I am Greg Sussman. Thanks so much for watching, for playing, and for listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow on the Road to Astros. Bye-bye, everybody.